All right, it's Wednesday. It's the rundown. It is January 17th. Correct.
Because serious.
Nope. Because I said yesterday it was January 15th. No one corrected me. It was actually the 16th, which is also my mother's 70th birthday, which I hadn't placed a phone call as of 10:15 p.m. Wow. And my sister texted me, be like, it's your mom's birthday. It's her 70th. So that was a huge error.
And when you get those texts and you don't, when you already knew it was somebody's birthday, you're like, no shit.
You're right. Not this time. I was like, thank you. My mom knew I forgot. But
that's a, you know what? That's also bullshit. Like, I've met your mother. She's a wonderful woman. But like, and I think every parent does this. They wait you out. Oh, and like, you know, like, you
wait,
know, I
we're
forgot.
Echoing.
Just give me a
we're
call.
We're echoing. Aren't we echoing? No echo?
Like, just give me a call.
My dad was on the show. I go, I talked to dad today. He didn't tell me. He goes, I told him not to tell you.
See? Wow, it's like, it becomes like a game of secret. Yeah. And it's just like, just give me a call. Like, I know I'm a shitty son.
Does she buy the noodle excuse?
Well, here's what I said, chaps. I said, watch the rundown. I said, it was January 15th.
Yeah, there you go. Ooh, you always can get out
good.
Of it.
Yeah, so that's good. I just had the wrong day.
Yeah. You actually should have. What you should have done is not called her last night and then called her first thing this morning. Been like, oh man, am I the first call?
My sister exposed me because my sister texted me, and I know my sister texted my mom, being like, he texted him, so now it's in his hands. Anyways, happy birthday, belated to my mom. I did get her on the
happy
day.
Birthday. Happy
70
birthday.
70th is a big one. Tommy John, go to www.tommyjohn.com/rundown for 20% off your first order. The best pair of underwear you'll ever wear, or it's free, guaranteed. Promo rundown, again, 20% off your first order, Tommy John, tommyjohn.com/rundown.
I thought we were giving away like free pitching elbow surgeries.
Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, that was, I'm gonna have to try these guys
they're
out.
Good.
They're very
I
good.
Have yeah.
They
number.
Are?
Yeah,
yeah.
They're
okay.
good.
I'm gonna try them out.
Yeah. I think my dad.
They don't let you stink. Like, you don't
I
stink
I sent him
much.
Another pair of underwear, which I'm not gonna name, but I'm gonna send him some Tommy John. We're gonna get the whole gang in the Tommy Johns.
All right, NBA last night, fights everywhere. Aaron Aufalo with a full like punch on a dude. I didn't see what precipitated this. I just saw the punch. I was actually watching the Celtics during the game. You in on NBA fighting?
I am out because they never punch.
That was a full punch.
No, that was
yeah,
a full
but he
out
missed.
Punch.
How do you miss? The guy's 7 feet tall. Like, you shouldn't miss a 7 footer.
And he came in, I believe he came
he went
in
too high.
He led with the thumb, too.
Yeah.
Like, he went thumb, side, swing.
I mean, it was a
if you're
going to
swing
punch.
Side, look, you got to come hammer fist.
I understand, like, these guys, like, the last thing they want to do is break their hand in a fight. So I get that they're probably trying to protect themselves.
That guy wasn't trying to protect
but
himself.
But no. if you're going to throw a punch, you got to land a punch.
I feel like it's hard to punch a super tall guy.
Just punch him in the ribs. Give
I'm
him a kidney punch.
This whole thing. Just for the record.
He looks sick.
I like fighting. I think it improves the NBA. I think when you have big time rivalries, I think it makes it
I mean,
a difference.
I mean, Aaron Aufalo versus whoever that European guy I don't
you,
think was
but
a
you gotta
NBA
take
rivalry.
The swings. Like, if you're the first real NBA dude to land a clean, knock somebody the fuck out
Rudy
shot.
Rudy Tomjanovich.
I want, like, yeah. If yeah, he, that's why these guys yeah. don't punch anymore.
Rudy Tomjanovich, like, yeah. that, like, killed them.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, his career was over after yeah. that. Kermit Washington.
Yeah.
Remember his name.
I
though.
Am in on.
The dude, some.
Kermit what? Kermit.
Yeah, I am in on NBA rivalries. I love rivalries. I love when these guys have bad blood. I love when there feels like, you know, like a random game in January has that like playoff feel. I'm just out on these punches that never land.
Yeah, I mean, if you have shitty fight, that's
just and do so. Like, maybe do the baseball thing where you just tackle the guy.
Or the NBA is one of those sports. Where it's like so easy to just cheap shot people, like
yeah.
clothesline them and
yeah,
shit like
in
that.
Play, right?
Yeah, right. Right. You can like dominate.
Wait
until
he's going up
play.
For a dunk.
Yeah, right.
Like Draymond.
Actually, that's actually way more fun. If you like take a guy's legs out,
the leg clothes
like,
out.
That's fucked up. That's very fucked up.
Yeah.
I had the Celtics and the over last night, 1-1. Thank God they went to overtime. Got me that second one. Donald Trump. So Trump is in the news conference. So I'm seeing that guy talking to him. He just looks at it and goes, you, out.
Thank you very much,
thank
everybody.
You,
just
thank
Caucasian
you,
or white countries, sir,
everyone.
Or do you want people to come in from other
thanks
parts of the world
everyone.
Where there are people of color?
Jim, thank you. That's
one of the all-time power moves.
It's such a dad move. It's like the
yeah.
biggest dad. I do that yeah. shit to my kids all the time.
Yeah.
If I'm talking to my wife, little one comes running in, you, upstairs.
Out.
And you just flick them off with your finger like they're a fucking booger. It's great.
I don't care. You like Trump, hate him. It was. I laughed out loud. I gasped. And I watched that clip. I gasped.
Yeah.
And by the way, the CNN guy, he got out.
What do you do? It's the president. Like, you got
to. And then the best is all the people on Twitter crying about, like, well, he just shut down the First Amendment. No, he just put the guy in timeout. The guy needed to be out. He got out.
Jim Acosta's face, though, was so good because he just, you're defeated. Yeah. Like, you know that clip's going viral. You can't say anything because it's the president. You gotta write your little column.
You have to be dragged out of there. That's the only way to save face there. But once you turn, like, oh, I just got.
Yeah, you got to go limp and let the henchmen get you out.
Or
of
you
there.
At least got to keep yapping them. You got to act like you got kicked out of an NFL game where you're just. Are you a racist? Are you a racist? No, like,
he got out.
Yeah.
That may be my favorite like funny Trump moment that we've had. You out. He didn't even look at him.
Just I don't know out. When he said. Look at my African American over here. It's a pretty all-time moment.
Wait, what was that one?
That was during the one of his rallies that he had, and there's a black dude who was dancing. He's like, look at my African American over here.
Speaking of that, we had Willie Colon on the morning show, Barstool. Well,
nice
he's an African American.
Yeah, nice segue.
Yeah. He, you know, it was a funny story because he's doing Barstool Breakfast with Julie and Francis, and I was in early in the morning, and he's like, Willie was describing what he thought. He's like, I knew Barstool a little bit. I expected just all, you know, white people. We'd have like a token black on it. And I walked in and I saw you guys had like an African midget. He was like, I didn't know what to think. He's like, oh, they're not fucking around with the token. But shout out Zah. Zah, I see you shaking your head over there.
Zah's the hardest working guy here.
Oh, yeah. He works his ass off. He's all over black Twitter, too, for the Tyrone Lannister. He made front page of that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. They were dragging him kind of hard, but he got a good sense of humor about it. MVMT, Barstool, we announced the other day, too. We have the Super Bowl party on Friday. We're doing it with Tao, who is an awesome party group, so stepped it up. It's like Cascade, Jamie Foxx. You guys heard DJ Diesel?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be there.
Yeah.
That's Shaq.
Oh.
Shaq is actually Diesel.
Oh, Shaq.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah.
You got caught. At least I made it the eyes that I don't know who that is.
No, I did the eyes, too.
Yeah, but you kind of were like, yeah.
You don't know my eyes, dude. Like, that was my eyes.
R.L. Grime, not to be confused with Grimes.
Or
DJ Vice, DJ Diesel, Cascade, Jamie Foxx, and us.
Fun fact, I actually have been to that venue. It's a nice venue.
The
Lumberyard.
Lumberyard Exchange Building, mm-hmm. Yep. So that's Friday night. A lot of people complaining. Girls in the office, just chicks in the office just walked by after their first show. By the way, another side note, we saw... Fran got flowers from your boyfriend for the first show.
Rhea got a
JSB
gift.
Got balloons for her first show. Hank?
Rhea got a box.
I got a gift from Big Cat and PSP.
Yeah.
Which was?
Tuna, X-Science, hats, ketchup. Yeah.
How about your actual boyfriend, Hank? Anything?
Nothing as of today.
Yeah.
So,
but we got her a box.
For Hank who got shown up fairly bad.
What? Yeah, that's tough.
Fuck up.
He's going, he went back and started.
She's going to trump him.
There's puppies, balloons,
he started doing
flowers,
damage control and just started retweeting
and
all her tweets.
Rhea has nothing.
Did you see that?
He did.
Doing damage
Hank's
going to
walk in their room and she's just going to be like, you, out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out. We covered it up. We put together a nice little care package.
MVMT and Barstool VIP sweepstakes win 2 round trip flights to Minneapolis, plus 2 nights stay in hotel, 2 tickets to the Barstool party. So, and by the way, those tickets are $300.
Woo!
A lot of people are complaining. You are a small baller if you think that's an expensive Super Bowl party ticket.
Yeah.
It is not. It's on the cheaper side. They're always expensive, the Super Bowl, and we're going to have the best party of the week. So you get to hang with us at the party. Contest ends January 23rd. The winner will be picked the 27th. Go to mvmt.com/BarstoolVIP, #BarstoolVIP.
I can't believe Shaq's going to be there.
Yeah, DJ Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he was DJ Diesel.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big time thing.
Yeah, I got to be honest, I didn't know he was DJ Diesel either because like, who's
that?
Because
I think you would have made a bigger deal about that in the video.
Yeah, I didn't think, I didn't.
So you didn't know DJ Diesel either?
Can I be honest with you guys? I wasn't sure if it was lame.
What do you mean?
Like, he's not a DJ.
But he is.
No, but it's awesome. I think
he's a rapper.
But I mean, like it's a lot of those DJs, what do you do? Like you push, I would much rather watch Shaq.
We have Shaq.
I will be like, yeah. I mean,
Shaq doesn't even have to like press play.
I grew up a Magic fan, dude. Yeah. Like, yeah. I will be so, I'll probably order some new pennies for
it. Yeah, so DJ Diesel, Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge place. There's like a bunch of different rooms.
Yeah.
It's gonna be an awesome party.
It's cool.
What, are you guys in or out on this Oreo gift box? So, you know, like BarkBox, this. Oreo is now doing a box where they send you out. That's the Yankee guy. So what it is, it's old Oreos, a mix, not old, but like chocolate, vanilla, and then their new product innovations. You're hard against this, Dan.
It's terrible. Oreos in general, Oreos are good in milkshakes, and that's about
it.
I like Oreos,
but I'm not on Oreos, period.
I like the regular Oreos. Double stuff. Don't mess with it.
I like single stuff.
If you send me, talk about small baller.
Too much of the white stuff's too much of the white stuff.
Yikes. Okay, this is awkward now. But
I do like, by the way, you're talking in like Dairy Queen Oreos.
Yeah, yeah. Those are good.
By the way, I don't know. They reached out. They must be headquartered in Minnesota. I'm doing a Dairy Queen tour in Minnesota. I'm very excited for it.
That's a big Texas thing, too.
Okay. I'll let you know.
DQ, that's what you like about Texas.
I'll play my cheat day around it.
Yeah.
The weird Oreos that they send out.
Like the vanilla, like the little marshmallow, the yellow ones.
The yellow ones are gross.
Watermelon.
All right, so this is bad.
They'll go right in my trash. I don't need that. This sounds like a fucking Darren Revelle Twitter like wet dream. Look at these different kinds of Oreos. Just give me the regular Oreo that I love, that we grew up on. I want that.
Petridge Farm would be a good box.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of good cookies.
As long as they
didn't do anything.
And they
have cookies that you never even heard of.
Yeah, they do. They have those like big ones with like the walnuts coming out of them. Yeah.
The ones that are just like the thin little chocolate and the crunchy little wafer.
Those are my favorite.
Milanos, yeah.
Wait, no.
Oh.
It's Godiva. No.
No,
that's just type of chocolate.
No, you're talking the wafer with the nuts on the chocolate on the inside.
No, I'm talking about it's just wafer with
yeah,
the...
Yeah, you're talking about Milano.
Oh, that's their gold medal. Yeah, that's like the one. Sure. Yeah. That's the one my dad ate for 20 years and then said he didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
What was the one I was thinking about? The little... Whatever.
Does Pepperidge Farms make Goldfish? Is that what we...
Yeah.
Remember we had that discussion?
Yep.
I can't remember what it was about, but I think
I still can't believe
right.
You're more of a Cheez-Its guy than a Goldfish guy.
Oh, I think 99% of America is.
Yeah.
It's definitely
Goldfish makes me fart.
What is the?
I'll be honest, it just does.
Ridiculous.
Like every time I eat, because maybe it's because I can't.
What is
eat
the Petridge
more,
Farm?
I eat the whole.
About?
Like if you get a Goldfish pack, you eat the whole
Milano.
Thing.
Yeah, oh yeah,
no,
yeah,
Milano's the gold medal. It has a little wafer on it, chocolate on the bottom, and nuts on top of the wafer.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the air bubbles that give you gas.
Brussels is great. Milano's obviously big time, but there's one that I love.
The chocolate macadamia nut.
They
is
sent
good.
Me, Petridge Farm sent me back when I lived in Dorchester. My entire bathroom was filled with them. They sent me like 500 packages of them.
Are you a Stroop waffle guy?
Oh, yeah.
I love a good Stroop waffle. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Geneva.
Geneva. Yeah.
Is that what I said the first time?
No, you said Godiva.
Godiva.
Geneva. Very good. That's my favorite.
Those words with Dave.
Yeah.
Glad we got to the bottom of that.
Bong Kid. So this kid gets a present in the mail. I think this is authentic. It had sort of. Okay. Chaps.
What?
Chaps just cut my ass
off,
fucking King Kong around there. All right, it's not authentic. So yes,
no,
a bong in the mail opens it. I thought
it
was authentic because his mother seemed genuinely like she's like.
Yeah.
Yes, but that mom is not a good mom because that's the classic kid lie face. My 12-year-old uses it all the time, and when he looked surprised, like, "What the frick? What
Wait,
the heck?" When it went double, "What does?" That's when you know.
Are you saying
that
it's not authentic that it was all staged?
Everything was staged.
I have no idea.
Well, then give it to me. Let me see what it is.
I'm trying to see what it is. It looks just like a big metal, like glass, like vase. Look, it has like a glass bottom. I think it's like a vase.
Well, open it then.
I'm opening it. Chill. It just looks like a vase for like a bunch of like things.
It's a bomb.
What the frick?
It's a bomb.
What the heck? I didn't order that. I ordered an Xbox card. Xbox remote.
This is a bomb.
Oh, wow. I did not order that.
Everything was staged.
That was such a good video.
Everything was staged?
Yeah.
That was such a good video.
All right, then we're going to move to the next. I don't talk about staged video. I thought that was real.
I thought it was real, too.
Pretty sure that's staged.
Okay.
I thought it was real, too.
You know where you can look that up? It's what... My brain's breaking. There's a website that every video you can put in is like real or fake and tells you what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Snopes?
No.
That's what I was thinking. Is it Snopes?
I mean, they do that kind of thing. I don't know if they would do it with viral videos.
How do they figure it out?
They just get to the bottom of it. They piece the clues together.
Wow.
James Harrison. Is he legitimately someone who could kill you? I mean, he's got this Instagram with the machine gun customized to him. Seems like a pretty much a crazy person. Thoughts on James Harrison?
I mean, he not only is the first question yes, but he doesn't need a gun to kill you.
No. Right.
So it seems a little overkill here.
And I think if you were going to kill somebody, you wouldn't use like a very specific gun that could be traced to you. Like
with your number on it, right. Like your name.
Yeah.
Still an intimidating thing. Yeah. Last one. It's hard to forget this sometimes, or easy to forget this, I should say. But there's that video, Puerto Rico, I think 100 and something days.
112.
With no electricity. And then they finally, the lights come on in the school, and it's vintage Puerto Rico. Even the dancing, the hands side to side, bells. It's like, look like a Miguel Cotto.
Like that
fight.
One kid in the baseball
yeah,
game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, so it's a funny video. Not funny, but I mean, it's crazy to think they haven't had electricity all this time. But the dancing was funny, and the obvious question is, how were they going to school with no lights?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Daytime.
I watched that video, and I immediately was like, I went back to, this is a weird connection, but Sunday with the Vikings, and I remember tweeting, like, there's nothing like sports, and, like, watching every fan, like, go crazy. Turns out there is.
Getting electricity
for the first time in 112 days, because that was, like, the fucking party. Getting a Hail Mary.
Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in Florida, so we had hurricanes that would knock out, and I did like 12 days. I cannot imagine going an additional 100.
I don't know how you're in school.
Because, I mean, with power, you don't have hot water. You don't have any of that stuff. You can't cook inside.
It's a disaster.
Everything's on fire.
It was
fire.
A disaster. So shout out to Puerto Rico. Speaking of Puerto Rico, do you see me? I kind of want to see. I walk by a billboard. Miguel Cotto's final fight at Madison Square Garden.
I feel like I haven't heard his name in a while.
Yeah.
They love him. He was the guy who was going to beat Mayweather for a while.
They love him in the PR. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a rundown. Chaps, me and you, Electric Factory, electric chair.
I'm Sunday. Excited.
You said you're playing with house money. I agree. I said you're playing with dead money. We will find out.
I think we're going to
buy a shirt.
I love that shirt. It's like one of my favorite shirts we've ever had.
It's going to be an all-timer.
It's one of the, I love that we put the AFC Championship on there because that's what makes that shirt in like 13 years. Like, what an awesome shirt.
When I'm outside and I'm like way too old to work at Barstool and I'm washing my car, I'll be like, let me tell you about the boat. Yeah.
I think we're going to be his pit crew on Sunday. So like every you know, after every
Don't
quarter.
Tell him. Don't tell
okay,
him.
Okay, never mind. Just
what
kidding.
What is he doing? He's Sorry. Giving away stuff.
Okay. The lecture is going to be great. I'm excited.
I'm excited.
I won't be here, but I'm excited.
I haven't been home. Yeah. I haven't been excited. In the electric chair.
Astros, Red Sox.
The day the electric chair died.
It was like game five.
No, the last real Dave electric chair was the day the electric chair died. AFC
you weren't that invested,
game.
Though.
It wasn't the
will
best
you,
electric
so
chair.
Yeah. Because you brought it up, will you or will you not be going to the club before the electric chair?
I will not, Dan. Okay. Dan, I will not.
It's good that it's the early game, so less time for you to...
Was it last year?
They go back and forth. No, it was the late game last year.
Not my fault.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, come on, NFL.
They
you want Dave to
it.
Be yeah, sober
no,
for
was,
the electric chair,
that
make
was,
it the
That
early
wasn't
game.
The best electric chair. Wasn't the best.
I still like the text I got during that game, though. Like, what is your boss doing? I was like, I assume he's just LIBIA, man.
All right. Let's run down. We'll keep all shirts on.